Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
Welcome back!
Hello!
We are recording this right after our episode 55.
Do you want to know how long it took us to prepare this episode? About 10 minutes.
But this episode, we don't have any current events because it's the same day, so same events!
Yeah, so this will be airing right after Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So happy how to go to Easter.
So what's a better way to, you know, kick off after Easter than talk about apps?
Woo! And if you're
what not, a good segue.
And if you don't know what an app is, like an iPhone.
Look at your phone.
Come on, guys.
But last episode we talked about explaining films badly, like the plots badly. So this one we're explaining and describing apps badly. So kind of think of it as if your grandma picked up your phone and she was trying to describe, or you're trying to describe in the best way that you could to your grandma what this is. They still wouldn't understand, but it's probably a bad description of the app.
Yeah, and just to let you know, this has not been done on the internet. I googled it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find it. Did you?
Mm-mm.
So this is coming out of our own brains, so please bear with me.
This one, I don't feel like we need to guess what the app is.
Yeah, so we just say it?
Yeah.
Okay, I agree. Mm-hmm. I feel like we probably all both put the same apps, I'm assuming.
Probably a lot of them, yeah.
Okay, so let's go with Facebook.
Okay, for Facebook, I put opinions, photos, cat videos, and more opinions.
I put an app to rant about your love slash hate for Donald Trump.
That or just, like, stupid shit that's going on. And it's always, like, paragraphs or, like, my favorite, people are like, attention, colon. Mm-hmm. And or, then just go off. And you're just like, wow.
Okay. Or
I roll.
An app to sell all your makeup products.
Yeah. It's seriously like an app for when you want to start Mary Kay.
Or, what was I going to say? An app that basically steals everybody else's other ideas. Like the whole news story thing.
Mm-hmm. I like it though. But going off of that, Snapchat.
Okay.
The ability to send short videos and photos to friends or to the universe, and then it disappears forever.
Mm-hmm. And I said, a place to send your nudes.
Grandma, it's a place that I send all my nudes. That's what Amanda does with Snapchat. Nothing else?
Yep, just,
That's why you never see her on there.
I have honestly never sent a nude, though. I'll be honest.
I haven't sent a full-on nude.
Have you shown your boobs on camera, like on Skype? Because I have.
Mm-mm.
I'm being honest here.
I don't have any boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you do Pinterest?
No, I didn't.
I did articles and ideas of unrealistic DIYs and outrageous purchases that you think that you need, but people share.
Or I would say recipes that you try and never come out the way they're supposed to.
Yep, it's every time. Or just having unrealistic pin boards that you never look at.
Yep, you're like, oh my god, wedding ideas. Well, I would hide that board personally. Time hop, do you have that? To see all the mistakes from your past.
Yeah, those are always really awkward to go through sometimes. Because if I'm, like, sitting there, I'll look at my time hop, and I'm next to, like, my boyfriend now, and then my ex-boyfriend pops up on it, and he's like, what are you looking at? Oh, just time hop. But then it, like, he doesn't have, like, time hop or Facebook or anything, so it just looks like I'm reminiscing through, like, my old. So it's like, okay.
He's like, sure, you just want to look at your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, that's what I'm really doing. The best are when I come across, like, old kissing pictures, and you're like, ew. Because they go through camera rolls. Like, so some of the stuff that's not even in your Facebook is on your damn camera roll.
I agree. Oh, and yeah. There's been some. I'm like, what the? How did that show up? I never posted that. And then I'm like, oh, it's my camera roll. Like, gone.
Yeah. Public never saw this.
My nudes. When your nudes show up on your timeline.
When you save your Snapchat nudes and they pop up on your time hop a year later.
Oh my god. What else you got?
I have YouTube.
Oh, I did that one.
I just said a video hub for literally anything.
Mm-hmm. Or I put, God, I was really mean in mine. A place to put your videos to, or a place to put videos to whine about your life.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh my God, guys, my life was so hard. I had like 2 videos to edit.
And I know, so hard. I only post 1 video a week, and it's just a lot.
And then my life, you know, I mean, your life probably is.
If you're just hard doing to... video content and nothing else, like not mm-hmm. sustaining in another job, there's no excuse for you. I'm sorry. Anyway.
No, we don't live that hard of a life, but...
Mm-mm. Did you do Uber?
Yeah, I did.
I said, summon strangers to pick you up and drive you to your desired destinations.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I put, to avoid DUIs. That's all I put. I mean, except both of them.
It does. Shazam, you do Shazam.
No, I shouldn't.
An app for when you don't know the name of a song and don't want to ask anyone around you.
What's the song? Yeah. And Siri does it now, too.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you do?
I did Target Cartwheel app. Have you ever used that app?
No, but can I just rant for a second? Okay, my sister's popping out a baby in July, and so yesterday I went to go off a registry, so I printed the whole thing at home. I didn't use Target's fucking printer paper. Mm-hmm. Walked up to there, and then the guy was like, you know, if you had a Target app that you could have just pulled the registry up there and avoided all that paper. And I'm like, okay, asshole. And then I just was like, yeah, you know, I'm kind of a mess, so made myself feel bad.
Target, like, when you delete that app, it forever stays on your phone.
Really?
So, like, even if you get, like, within 2 feet of a Target, it lets you know that Target's right there. Mm. But my description for that was, an app that doesn't save you money, but makes it justifiable to go to Target.
Mm-hmm.
And then it seriously, when you walk into Target, it tells you that you're in Target. And you're like, no fucking shit. I fucking walked in here. You think I'm blind?
Get your life together, Target. God.
Go.
Oh, what else did I have that you didn't? Did we do Instagram?
Oh, no, I forgot Instagram.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
To post all your pics of selfies, animals, and drunk nights.
If I had to do Instagram, it would be to post pictures of your fake life. It's always, like, pictures of unrealistic things that probably don't even obtain to you, and it has to be your aesthetic. What the fuck? How do you have an aesthetic? How is everything in your life white?
I didn't understand that. I saw YouTube videos, like, how to, like, make your Instagram aesthetic, and I was like, I'll just post my drunk pics.
I know, you don't have a theme. Mine has a theme.
It does?
Uh-huh. Mine has a white border around everything.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. Oh, wait, but I put a black border.
On everything?
Yeah. I think, let me look.
Mm-mm-mm. Now we have to see it.
Go follow us. This is, we can selfless promo right here.
Go follow us. All right, let's see. Let's see if you got a pretty good feed.
Okay.
Oh. Not all of them. It's got to be almost all of them. Look at mine. And I always do a fade on my pictures.
So you have to choose the same filter every time?
Almost, yeah. There's always a fade and it's always white.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Well, you know what?
Sorry, I'm hip.
Now I'm just looking at all your pics.
Why are you so obsessed with me?
Why are you so obsessed with me? Okay. Oh my God. Some food pick. Okay.
I got a CNN.
Okay, I didn't do that one.
Updates you on Trump's every move.
Yeah.
It's seriously like every notification. Tell me what Trump's doing.
It's always something even more fucking idiotic. You're just like, all right, you're wiretapped for the 30th time in a row. Let's get over it. You're already I just don't... Okay, sorry. My Fitness Pal, did you do that one?
No, but...
I've just been using that one because I went on a diet, you guys. It's really hard for me. But to avoid being 300 pounds.
That one, I would be like, makes you feel bad about eating 300 calories.
Yeah. It really does.
Or it's like at the end of the day, you're like, well, I only have 200 calories left, so I guess I can't eat.
Yes! And then I'm like, I gotta go work out so I can actually eat dinner.
Yeah, always, like, it kind of controls your every move.
Mm-hmm. It makes you want to work out, though, because then you're like, okay, oh, if I want to be able to eat this, I gotta go, yep. Which is good.
I guess.
Anything else?
Musically.
Do not have that one.
Helps young people get famous for lip singing.
And then... Oh, I feel like it's going to be like Vine, though, and then they're dropped off forever.
Oh, hell yeah. And the one thing about them, at least the Viners, like, they translated well into YouTube. Mm-hmm. these Musical.ly kids, have you ever watched them on YouTube? They're so awkward, and they have no personality.
Because the whole talent of it is, like, putting a phone, you know.
Yeah, whereas, like, Vine, it died eventually because it was, like, something new and fast, and you're like, oh, this is cool, and it was, like, something entertaining. Mm-hmm. They either translated onto Instagram, and they're doing small videos on there, or they translated onto YouTube, and they're doing vlogs.
Yeah.
So where they still have that entertainment factor, and then, like, if you watch, like, David Dobrik and Zayn and all them, they still do that whole, like, they plan out their vlogs where they did that mm-hmm. with Vine. Musical.ly, you ain't planning shit. You're like, oh, I like this song. I'm gonna do a bang bang move. Yeah. With my fingers.
I'm surprised that hasn't... Well, why, I'm surprised that they actually deleted Vine.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't have the money just to keep it running. And when people
Twitter bought it, but look at Twitter.
We think Twitter's not gonna last.
No, there's Secret. No way.
But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe, I know a lot of people that use Twitter, but it's always the, like, famous people. And mm-hmm. they're like, we're verified. Who gives a fuck?
I'm not verified.
I'm not either.
I think the only other one I had, oh, I did Twitter, did you?
No.
You write 2 sentences of useless thoughts for all of your celeb friends. And then, I think, oh, I did Angry Bird, a game where birds fly to avoid death. I don't know why I wrote Angry Bird. A game that no one uses anymore.
A movie.
Yeah.
That's how it's known.
Now a movie, go check it out in the local theater.
Yeah. Now coming to a theater near you, Angry Birds. Originally an app.
Now.
Coming soon, Flappy Bird.
Oh, I was thinking of Flappy Bird when I wrote that.
Oh.
Wait, what's the difference between the two?
I don't know. I didn't have Flappy Bird. Remember Flappy Bird? That was such a big thing, and then they got rid of it, and everyone's like,
the one you tap it, right?
Yeah. And they were like, we're gonna have to remake it, and somebody tried to remake it, and then it was like a giant lawsuit, mm-hmm. and it was a mess. But my favorite video, like, phone game is still Plants vs. Zombies.
Yes! I love that. I have it on my iPad. It's fun.
I have it on Xbox.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, you guys should definitely, I had to pay money for it, did you?
Yeah. Yeah. For the second one.
Yeah, but it's worth the money. It's mm-hmm. addicting, and it's really fun.
And then eventually you get to a level where you're like, shit, I can't even get past this. And then it's mm-hmm. just sitting there on your phone, just collecting, you know, storage.
Yep. It's because it does, but it's an app, so no.
I don't think I have any other app. Do you have, like, a favorite app?
Well, let's see. I think mine, what's the one I go to every morning? I would say, our Marco Polo app, which not a lot of people know, but we use it every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's like it's like for your friends and stuff to talk to them.
My favorite app right now is Spotify.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I really like. I don't. How much is it for?
$10 or $11 a month.
And then you can just download like any playlist as long as the artist is on there.
And you make your own playlist. Yeah, I think it has like more of a variety than Apple. I had Apple before.
And how much was Apple? The same price?
Same price.
So, go Spotify, guys.
And they have, like, this cool thing, so they'll, like, go through the music that you like listening to mm-hmm. the most, and then they'll make picks for you for the week.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do like that.
And then I, like, always listen to that, and I'm like, ooh, I like this, and I'll add mm-hmm. it to my current playlist. If you want a good playlist, you can listen to mine. Just go to Megan Richardson.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh,
I don't get any benefits of them listening to my playlist. I just get to see how awesome my music taste is.
My favorite app, Amazon Video. If you have Prime, mm-hmm. Amazon Prime, you get Amazon Video, and you get, like, a lot of, like, free movies and shit. Mm-hmm. And you can download almost all of them, and like, I take it to the gym and watch it, but, you know, it kind of, like, malfunctioned this last week, and I think I had a freak out, because I'm watching Sons of Anarchy, and I was an episode away from the finale, so I had to start the next season, and then it spoiled it. Anyway, that's what's happened, but it's a good app.
I have that one, too. I have to play it on my Apple TV. Do you have, like, a utility app that you use a lot?
What do you mean by utility?
Like, something like, I don't know, like, for example, I like the Zomato app. It's pretty much, it's like, you type in where you are and then, like, what you're craving for, like, food, mm-hmm. and then it pops up everything and it gives you ratings and people reviews and the menu.
Really? Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. you showed me that, because we were like, let's look for some food. Mm-hmm. I don't really have anything. Well, I don't have a lot of storage, to be honest, so Megan, you probably have way more apps than I do.
I have certain apps on here, though, that I never have even used. Like, Geocasting, I've never even used that app.
Yep. No. I have PNC. There's a Walmart app that if you scan your receipt, you guys, in the savings catcher, then it show if it has a lower price, it gives you back in a gift card. Mm-hmm. And I have that.
Is there an app on there that you're like, why do I even have this? Or, like, something that you wish that you could get rid of, but you can't get rid of?
Probably Google Maps.
Mine would be Facebook Messenger. Yes. I think that one pisses me off the most because they force you to download it.
Oh, Backup Assistant. I have Backup my phone in the app.
Why do you have Backup Assistant if you can have iCloud?
I don't know. I don't trust the iCloud. I don't put anything in the cloud.
Why?
I don't know.
You're doing the same thing on that.
I don't know. I think I do use the cloud. I just don't know if I'm using it.
You probably save some more storage if you got rid of that stupid app and then you sent stuff to the iCloud.
Yeah. Or My Data Manager. It's like an app that we use because I'm on Josh's family plan and they can see how much data we're all using. But I don't know if anyone actually, I haven't opened the app in forever. So, and the GIF keyboard.
What's that?
That's like, it gives you the things where you can send the GIFs.
Oh, you don't even need that anymore.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, not on the update.
Oh.
I'll show you.
I put it in a folder called Stuff I Hardly Use.
So there's like an app button next to it. Do you have this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well then I'm deleting that.
Delete it.
Bye.
But yeah, that's all the apps I really have. I don't really have that many.
Yeah, me neither. I have the Dunkin' Donuts app.
That one's one of my faves too.
I had to get rid of Taco Bell to save space.
You can order that shit online.
IMDb, I have that. Yeah.
I used to. I used to, like, because sometimes when I watch movies, I do look up people.
And then, obviously, the podcasting app is one of my favorites.
Oh, of course. Where can you download our latest episodes?
iTunes Podcast. Mm-hmm. Google Play. Stitcher. Well, I'm not so sober thoughts.com.
But, yeah.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Go check us out on all those things that Amanda named, as including our social medias.
Mm-hmm. All in the description down below. Mm-hmm. And then go donate on Patreon if you wish. $1 helps, guys. $1 goes a long way. And
that is all. So we will see you. Oh, Lord. When will we see you?
It'll be, I don't know, the week after Easter sometime. I don't know.
Just count off the weekends. We'll see you when we see you.
We'll let you know.
Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Ladies, shut up.